Hi, Dr. Wallace speaking. Here at the Doctors Care Clinic, we have limited but growing supplies of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is one of the COVID vaccinations. It requires two doses, the initial one, and then some 3 months later, a second booster dose to get full immunity. It's not compulsory to have this vaccine, but the target group in the current phase of the rollout includes people over the age of 70, healthcare workers, Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islanders over the age of 55, and in fact any younger people with underlying medical conditions such as hypertension, heart disease, asthma. So there is a target group that we're focusing on. Here at the clinic, we've vaccinated up to 200 people now, and no one's had any problems to date. But we're always on the lookout, and hopefully there won't be any. Now, the thing with the vaccine, a bit unlike the flu, is how it's stored and the presentation. Particularly how it's stored. Clinics are getting, at the moment, 10 small bottles called vials, V-I-A-L-S. Each vial contains 10 doses. So that what we have to do in a separate room to where the patient is draw up individually with a syringe 0.5 mils out of each bottle. There's 10 doses in each bottle. That sounds simple, but it requires a methodical, clinical and sterile technique. This slows the process down. The other thing that slows down this whole process of the rollout, I think it's the fear that's involved with COVID. And to try and overcome that, we want to get informed consent from each people, from each person. People need to ask their questions to think: do they really want this? What's the harm? What's the good? And so that's a very important factor. We also need to know what the medical history is of each person, because there are some situations where we might want to really think seriously about what we're doing and if we should do it at all. So there you are. I think people need to be patient and understand it's not like just getting a flu shot. But I think, look, like the flu shot, people have got to, you know, realise that we live with viruses. Viruses mutate and change. Vaccines can be useful. I think that in time we'll find similar things will happen with COVID. Maybe year on year we'll have a slight change to the COVID vaccine. Whatever. At the moment, we're recommending people to do this that are in this target group. I would ask all patients to be patient, exactly, because there is some complexity in this. We would ask people to speak to the receptionist, and sometimes the most appropriate thing to do will be to make a specific appointment where the person comes in, or you're asked to come in to only have the vaccine, the consent, the vaccine delivery, and that's it. No other issues to do with your, say, illnesses or other problems. Now, however, obviously, some patients will be presenting just with their chronic conditions or their issues, and we will, in that situation, on occasions, use an opportunistic model whereby it may be appropriate to have dealings with the patient in terms of, it could be blood pressure, asthma, needing scripts, whatever, where it may be appropriate to, at the same time, with informed consent and good knowledge of the patient, to actually suggest having the COVID vaccination at that time. That could be appropriate. So it really depends on the individual situation. After the vaccine, a person has to stay for up to 30 minutes for observation, just because, again, we've got anxieties about a new vaccine. But as I said, to date, we haven't had any problems, and I don't think internationally that there have been any major issues. There is a thing called anaphylaxis, which is an acute allergic reaction, which can happen to people anyway with tablets or whatever, which is treated with adrenaline injection. So we do have adrenaline injections at hand. The incidence of anaphylaxis with the COVID vaccine, the AstraZeneca, is extremely, extremely rare. But something, as with any drug, one could have a penicillin injection, and there is a need to then observe people too for the risk of anaphylaxis. So there you are. Look, I think it's important to be patient. I'll stress that again. We are confident with what we're doing. We're waiting on higher, more supplies of the Melbourne-made AstraZeneca. That will increase the volumes, and we'll be able to then deliver it to a wider range of patients. And you know, just to be get through the numbers, so that ultimately, I'm confident the local community and the whole of Australia really is going to get vaccinated, and that will, well, those that wish to, and that is good for that individual, but particularly I think it's good for the whole community. Thank you for your understanding.